Francisco Lindor met the media today as the Mets got things underway with their first full squad workout in Port St. Lucie. Lindor came across as very thoughtful, concerned about the state of the game, concerned also about the players coming into the game in the future, concerned about the minor leaguers and their lack of pay. He was also worried about the hold that analytics in general has on the game today as well, and trying to keep the game entertaining in the future. The game has been good to Lindor, even before he signs that inevitable multi-year, multi-million dollar contract that's in the near future. He's on the Players Association Executive Subcommittee to improve the game, and he explained why he wants to do that.
Being able to impact the game, not just on the field, but also off the field. People play the game the right way and made decisions along the way and helped me get to here. They set the path for me already, and the path stopped. And now it's time for me to really continue that path to help the younger players, you know? Help the younger players make the game better, you know? So when the younger players come, the game is in a better place than I found it. I found it in a good place, but I want to make it better, you know? That's what it's all about. You don't want to be complacent in life. You don't want to stay stuck. You want to continue to move forward. And people created a path for me. So now is my time to continue that path and help the next generation and not make the game go sideways. You know, there's certain things that we gotta fight to get back on track and continue to go forward. And I'm looking forward to continue to be in the executive committee.
Lindor is not a big fan of analytics overall and the control it seems to have over the game at the moment. For preparation and research, well, that's fine. But during the game, that's another story, according to Lindor.
Analytics is taking over the game, you know, too much. Analytics are great, you know, they're good, but they don't need to take over the game, you know. That's something that's just, it's not right, you know. Let the players play the game. The game is heading in the wrong direction. You're rewarding teams for losing, you know. Your team loses 100 games and they get money at the end of the year. Because the bigger market teams or the teams that decided to spend money spent too much money and won. You know, they got to give money away to help other teams, you know, in the industry. And we want it to be fair for everybody. You know, we want the players to make money. We want the owners to make money. And you want everybody else to make money and the fans to enjoy the game, you know. You want to go to the game also and watch players play the game. You know, you want to see excitement. We have been talking about speeding up the game for such a long time, but we have guys running all over the field, you know, or we have the analytics have kicked in the sense that it's making the game a little slower, you know. We want this game to continue to be America's game and have a lot of excitement. We want everybody to make money. Not just the players, you know, we want everybody to make money. And we want the fans to have a great time at the stadium, you know. We perform it. We want the fans to have a great time.
Lindor is also not a big fan of shifts in baseball and said this, "Let me do me. I'll die with my instincts."
I'm not a fan of it. Obviously, I mean, I'm a hitter. You don't want to hit a hard line drive to right field and being out. So I'm not a fan of that. But also, what's wrong? Analytics are good to prepare yourself. They're good for preparation. You know, they prepare the odds, the percentages. Those are real things. You know, they're good. They're good. That's why I like analytics. I'm not against it. But when they're telling you how to run the game, you know, how take the pitcher out because this pitcher, after 70 pitches, he's not good. You know, take the pitcher out. Or because You got to take the hitter out because he don't hit lefties. Well, he might see that lefty really good. Not the other ones, but he might see that one. Not all lefties are the same, you know. So there's so many things. When they start telling you how to play the game and how to do things, you know, you work your whole entire life to make it to the big leagues and to have the freedom of playing the game. To all of a sudden now I have to move one step because he hits the ball a step from me 80% of the time. Yeah. Well, maybe that was against me, but the ground is different. They're both really good. Or I have to move two steps because he hits the ball in that direction 96% of the time, you know? And it's not that he hits it. It's like, I have to move. And they're telling me to move. It's like, no, man, let me play. Let me have my instincts. Let me do me. I'll die with my instincts. I get really mad when I miss the ball because they were telling me to move the other way, David. It just drives me nuts. But if it's my instincts and I go for the ball and I miss it, I die with it. You know, that's fine, you know? Or if the pitcher, I haven't been in this position, thank God, but if you're going to take me out in the eighth because I've been 0 for 10 against this pitcher, and you're going to take me out and put somebody else because he had got two hits against him. And that's no. Like, as an athlete, as a competitor, you want to go out there, David, and you want to beat that guy. He beat you 10 times. I got to beat him once at least, you know? Like, heart says a lot, and determination says a lot more, you know what I'm saying? So, like, analytics are good, but it's to a certain extent.
Lindor is comfortable in his own skin, and he'll acclimate easily with his new teammates. He says he likes the pitching staff, but no offense, he loves the hitters.
The pitching staff here is fun. I have watched it from afar. I know I had an outstanding pitching staff back in Cleveland. But the hitters here, man, they're fun to watch. They're fun to watch because they all have a good path, but they all get there differently. You know, it's like the hands positions are different and the path is similar. So I'm very intrigued to know. I've been asking questions. I'm very intrigued to know how they all get to the same path. You know, is it coming from the hitting coaches or is it just coming from watching other players and then kind of like everything blends in the same team? But yeah, man, I'm excited just to be with the Mets. I can't emphasize how good they have been these past couple of days. I'm excited to play with guys that I know since I was a little kid.
Jeff McNeil worked out a bit with Lindor doing infield drills today, but as you might expect, they talked a lot more about hitting. They both love hitting. And McNeil was very pleased with the Mets' offseason moves. He said he was excited about the depth and the length of the Mets' lineup. He said the pitchers will not be able to pitch around people in the lineup because the person that follows may be more dangerous. But overall, he really liked the way the team was put together in the offseason.
Yeah, it's definitely been a pretty crazy offseason and all the moves and acquisitions. But I think they've done a extremely good job building this team and bringing some new guys in and looking forward to big year, big we had some big trades and I'm really happy with how this team is looking right now.
And general manager Zach Scott chimed in today. Lindor was asked about a contract extension, and of course Scott was asked the same question. There is a huge shortstop free agent class looming after the 2021 season. Correa, Sager, Story, etc. So is there pressure to get something done so Lindor does not join that group?
It's really not something that drives our thinking as much as it is, like I said before, how the two parties come together and we talk about these things and see if there's something there that makes sense for both sides. That's really, my style of negotiating is to figure out where that common ground is and what can work for both party, so we're all happy. We are obviously aware of that potential free agent class, but it's not really driving our thinking at this time.
Scott is an analytics guy with an analytical background, so he was asked about Lindor's comments on shifts and pitching changes during the course of a game and the effects that analytics has on the game today.
Sure. I mean, I'm someone that welcomes any kind of pushback or questioning of anything that we're trying to do to get better. It creates a better dialogue. I have a background, an analytical background. So, you know, I value analytical work as a tool. I don't ever think any one thing is the end all be all. It's part of the conversation. I hope that the analytical work that our department, our R&D department is going to do is something that puts us in a better starting point than some of the information that we previously had. And we're always going to be trying to get better in that area. So I think there's a definite use for it, and we can't set any of that aside, just like we can't set aside any kind of qualitative evaluations or thoughts as well, based on people's experience. So it's another tool in the toolbox. It's not the end all be all, but you know, really neither is anything else that we're going to talk about.
Couple of closing notes. J.D. Davis and Jonathan VR both took reps at third base today, and two prominent members of the Mets, Dom Smith and Carlos Carrasco, were not there on opening day for the full squad. There were a couple of other players that weren't named as well, four all told, but manager Luis Rojas said there was no problem. There were some travel problems coming in for a couple of the players, and he expects everybody to be there before the end of the week. Tune in tomorrow as we do another Mets spring training broadcast, or podcast, I should say, from Port St. Lucie. I'm Ed Coleman.